It is time for our first Bill of the Month for 2023. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal is editor-in-chief for our partner, Kaiser Health News. Hi there.
Good to be back with you.
Good to have you. Okay, so who are we meeting today?
Today we're meeting Brenna Kearney and her now 3-year-old daughter, Joey. Joey's birth generated some huge bills for the family and also years of hassles and headaches.
Right. And can you just tell us how a common medical procedure like birth led to all of these big bills and some surprise bills, I understand, as well, right?
Right. One kind of surprise bill is when a patient goes to an in-network hospital and makes the effort, as Brenna did, to use in-network docs, but unbeknownst to them, an out-of-network doc gets involved in the care. Now, that visit can mean thousands of dollars out of pocket. Mm-hmm. The practice was supposed to be prohibited by a bunch of state laws, and last year nationally by the federal No Surprises Act. Unfortunately, as Brenna found out, it's still happening.
These surprises are still happening. Well, reporter Dan Weissman spoke with Brenna's family. Let's take a listen to his report, and then we're going to get your advice on the other side.
That's Josephine, called Joey. Her parents, Brenna Kearney.
She's a wild lady.
And Casey Trumbull.
How old are you?
3.
Joey's arrival 3 years ago was bumpy. When Brenna was just 30 weeks pregnant, she suddenly developed life-threatening complications. Doctors did an emergency C-section.
And then silence, just everyone's silence, and then Josephine crying.
This little tiny scream.
So small.
Yeah.
And then Josephine got intubated. She was too little to breathe on her own and taken to the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, where she spent 36 days. Then there were lots of bills, but insurance kicked in and they became manageable, except for one.
Okay, it was $14,624.55.
It turns out that the hospital where Joey was born, the hospital where she was in the NICU, didn't actually have any doctors of its own staffing that NICU. Those neonatologists came from next door, from Lurie Children's Hospital.
At no point did they identify themselves as a Lurie doctor. At no point did anyone say, hey, just so you know, Lurie is out of network for you.
Indoor walkways connect the two hospitals, but they're technically independent. So Brenna's insurance didn't cover the doctors coming across those walkways. Brenna had to figure all this out after the fact, and she did not like it.
I said to Casey, when this first started, I'm like, I'm not paying this bill. I'm not paying it because it's not right.
In fact, it may have been illegal. Brenna discovered an Illinois law designed to prevent exactly this situation. If you were treated at an in-network hospital, your insurer could not make you pay more than your in-network responsibility for services from certain types of doctors, the kinds of doctors you don't choose yourself, including neonatologists.
And so I just, like, okay, well, I have the solution. I just need to remind them of this.
But it wasn't so simple. Brenna says she talked with dozens of people over the next bunch of months.
I felt like I was losing my mind. I thought I had done all my homework. I thought there was this law. But I literally can't talk to anyone who works in the healthcare industry that seems to know anything about it.
Eventually, the insurance broker from Brenna's work leaned on a few people at Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it worked. Suddenly, Blue Cross paid up. That left just under $300 for Brenna and Casey to pay, which they did immediately. Casey snapped a photo of the receipt and emailed it to the collection agency.
And I said, don't worry about calling us anymore. Problem solved.
And so it seemed, for 2 years. Then, December 2022, they get a notice from the collection agency. Brenna called the Lurie billing department right away.
I have letterhead from you that says that I don't owe you this money anymore.
Brenna sent the picture, sat on hold, and eventually,
she tells me, all right, so it looks like the bill was paid, but 2 days after it was paid, Blue Cross Blue Shield took the money back. Like, what? What do you mean they took the money back?
She called Blue Cross for an explanation. All she got was a suggestion. Why don't you set up a payment plan? Brenna declined. I'll let Joey and her parents have the last word.
How do you feel about the healthcare system in the United States?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. That sums it up.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Weissman.
Okay. So, Dr. Rosenthal, tell us how the rest of this story eventually turned out.
Well, Lurie, Blue Cross, and Northwestern Medicine did not respond to our numerous requests for comment. But Brenna said that after a couple of rounds of calls and questions from our reporter, a manager of financial services at the Children's Hospital, finally said she would remove the doctor's charges for little Joey's care.
That's good.
But here's the thing. There's very little to stop a hospital or doctor from trying to collect those higher prices from sending you the bill. So it's really important for patients to know their rights. In Illinois, the Attorney General's office said so far it had not conducted a single enforcement action for the state law against out-of-network billing. So you're kind of on your own.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking about, like, other people who end up in a similar situation but, say, live in another state. Are there any federal protections they can count on?
Well, sure. The federal No Surprises Act went into effect last year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get an improper bill, cite the new law. Don't write the check. Tell them you're disputing the charge and should not be sent to collection. And now, under the new law, out-of-network doctors who you see unknowingly cannot bill you whatever amount they want, but must accept a negotiated rate. So you do have something to back you up. If the provider's office persists, file a complaint with the insurance department in your state. The No Surprises Act is so new at this point, it's unclear how well it's going to be enforced.
Okay, cool. I'm going to invoke no surprises every time I am surprised by my medical bills. But, you know, even with this law in place, people still have to be vigilant, it sounds like.
Sure. It's really sad that when you're sick in this country, you have to stay vigilant and know your rights instead of thinking about your illness.
Absolutely. That is Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And if you have a confusing or outrageous medical bill that you want us to review, please go to NPR's Shots blog and tell us all about it.